Shiva Shavuos Tispelach Mehachel Chemesh Bakama Tache Mispar Shiva Shavuos. You should count 7 weeks. And V'yosisa Chak Shavuos L'Hashem Elokecha. And when you finish the 7 weeks, you should make a Chag of Shavuos. Chag of Shavuos. The Gemara says, Mani yoimi v'kadesh atzarta, you count days, and at the end of the counting of the days, you make a yontif shvuas, mani shavui, and you kadesh atzarta. From there, the Gemara learns out that just like this tashlumin for the oila sriya and shalmi chagiga of Sukkot and Pesach, a whole yontif, so even though shvuas is only a one-day yontif, you're mashlim up to 7 days, because ma, so atzeres is shiva, because you count weeks, so we made it the 7th week, the 8th week, so even though legabi everything, it's only 1 day yontif, like it says in Parshas Emor, but legabi bringing a tashlumim of the shlashami chagiga and the oilos riyah, we have the whole week. But akoponim, the Rambam paskins, without any issue, Chamishim ba'omer hu chag ha'shavuos. On the 50th day of the Omer, that means if you count 49 days, then the 50th day is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. The Mela, the Gemara, in other places, Yerushalmi, in other places, that Shavuos and Atzeres, it's not up to the Shluchim of Chodesh Iyar, of Chodesh Nisan, of Sivan. We don't care which day was Rosh Chodesh, because it all goes back to the second day, Pesach. That 50 days following the second day, Pesach, which was the beginning of the Omer, that's the Yom Tov of Shavuos. That's universally ungenommen, it's a double portion. In fact, you know that the night of Shavuos is a question if you daven this man because of Tmimois, that it should be Sheva Shabbos is Tmimois Tiyana. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Emor, when he brings all the different moyados, that there's a din of Shabbos and Mikra Kodesh, that you've got to desist from Malacha, and after desist from Malacha on all the Yom Tovim, Lishbois Memalacha on Tezvav in Nisan, Lishbois Memalacha on Tezvav in Tishrei, and Aleph Tishrei, it says, Lishbois Memelacha Bevav Sivan. That on the 6th day of Sivan, you're supposed to be Shoives Memelacha, Sefer HaChinuch. The Michas Chinuch says, what is this? What is this Indian of Lishbois Memelacha on the 6th day of Sivan? What's the 6th day of Sivan? There is no such a thing in Halacha as the 6th day of Sivan being the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Yom Tov of Shavuos is Nun Ba'omer. And the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Amachloikis, Rav Shemaya and Acherim, about the months, the Machloikis, if every month was a rotation, 1 month was 30 days and 1 month was 29 days, even in the times when they were Makadosh al Pi Ariya. And there's a mandiyama that says every month for itself. And you could have 2 successive 30-day months, you could have 2 successive 29-day months. Amela Rav Shemaya says that Shavuos could sometimes be on the 5th day of Sivan, on the 6th day of Sivan, or on the 7th day of Sivan. If both Nisan and Iyar were Malayim, that means there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar and 2 days Rosh Chodesh Sivan, then it's on the 5th. If they were both Chaserim, then it's on the 7th. They were both 29. But if Nisan was a Malay, that means there were 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and Iyar was a chaser, and there was one day v'shchoidish Sivan like we have, then Shavuos comes out on the sixth day of Sivan. It just happens to be that way. Truth be told, that once we don't have any more Kiddush HaChodesh based on Eidim and based on Bezdin, so today we have a Cheshbon, a calendar that the Chachamim in the times of the Amoraim established a Cheshbon to cover us till Mashiach comes. So they've made a calendar that in all years, all the time, Chodesh Nisan is 30 days. Memela, we have 2 days of Chodesh Iyar. And Chodesh Iyar is 29 days. Memela, we have 1 day of Chodesh Sivan. So it's true that it happens to be on the sixth day. But why does the Chinuch write it that way? It's not legal. It's not a legal matter. It just happens to be that way. So why does he call it inaccurately? He goes always with the Rambam, and the Rambam writes 50 days. And the Gemara says the 50th day, and the Chumash says the 50th day. What was the purpose of the Chinuch writing the sixth day of Sivan? And basically, the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch remains what it's Tzarechim. He doesn't understand the meaning of such a piece of Chinuch. So I want to discuss this a little bit. Everybody by now knows over the years the whole argument why we say Zman Matan Pariseinu on Shavuos. It's not so simple that the Torah was given on the 50th day of the Yomer. Of course, it depends when we left Mitzrayim. The whole Gemara in Masechet Shabbos. When the Torah was given, which day was Torah was given. So the Shulchan Aruch, for instance, starts Begayim Chamishim Ufiras Oimeru Chag Shavuos, and then he says that we daven like Pesach, except instead of saying Yom Chag Amatri Man Chayuseinu, so we say Yom Chag Shavuos Man Matan Pariseinu. And this is the Magen Avraham. Why do we say Yom Matan Pariseinu? We know that the Zion, the Sivan Nitna Torah. And the Kasha is it says the 50th day was on Vav. The Shabbos Nitna Torah. So it comes out on the 51st day of the Omer Torah. So why do we make Shavuos on the 50th day? So the Magen Avraham says what he says, that it was L'Rama Shnei Yom Tovim, the Shnei Yom Tovim Shal Goliyos. So the Chok Yankiv on the bottom of the Magen Avraham, Muchas Tachandis, and he brings a Sefer from the, he brings a Tshuvas HaRivash. That the Tshuvas HaRivash and Siman Tzadik Vav says that in the Torah, Chag HaShavuos is not commemorating Matan Torah. It's the 50th day Omer, and it's not Matan Torah. Shavuos is not Yom Matan Torah. Because the 58th day of the Omer, on the year they went out of Mitzrayim was on Zion. No, but then, b'zman hazeh, that yadinon b'kviyah d'yarcha, because today we have established a calendar, the Chazal of the Kav established a calendar, and every year Nisan is a mole and Iyar is a chaser, so the 50 days happened to end on the sixth day of Sivan. And the sixth day of Sivan is the Yom Matan Torah. So Memela, we treat it as the Yom of Matan Torah Seinu, and we say it's Yom Chag HaShavuos as a Zman Matan Torah Seinu. As I bring the Chok Yankiv from the Rivosh. So these words are mamish mind-boggling. Till the calendar was established, Shavuos was Man Simchaseinu, and it was not commemorating Matan Torah. So what do you think we lay in for Kriyas HaTorah on Shavuos? What we do, the Chodesh HaShlishi, which is about Matan Torah and doesn't mention anything about Yom of Chag HaShavuos? Well, what we do the second day that we read Shiva Shavuos? It's a sugi in the Sechtig Megillah, in the end of Megillah, about the Gemara goes through all the different Kriyas HaTorahs of the Yom Tovim, and the Gemara brings a Machloikis. And the Gemara brings two shittes, what we lay in on Shavuos. Daf Lamed Beis Amid Aleph. Lamed Aleph Amid Aleph. Ba'atzeres, the Gemara says, you lay in Shiva Shavuos. And the Acherim say, the Shita Acherim, they say Ba'chodesh HaShlishi. It's Manazeh that we have 2 days Shavuos, which means today that we have a calendar. So we do the first day Ba'chodesh HaShlishi and the second day Shiva Shavuos. That's what the Gemara says. But before that, when Shavuos didn't coincide with Matan Torah, like the Rivash says, we didn't say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, so we had no business laying in Ba'chodesh HaShlishi on Shavuos, because Shavuos could have been the fifth day also. Happens to be that the Acherim over here in Megillah, Lamed Aleph, might be also the Zelba Acherim, like Rosh Hashanah Davava Medvei, that the Acherim say that always Shavuos was on the sixth day. Ein bein atzeres la atzeres elo dalet yomim, because every month is a rotation. That means if Adar is a Chosir, then Nisan is a Mole. And by us, it's always like that. There's 1 day Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And by us, it's always like that. There's 2 days Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So Memeila Shavuos, like the Acherim, even then, in the times of Acherim and Rav Shmaya, which was prior to the calendar, Shavuos always came out on the sixth day. So it's possible that even before the time that they established the calendar, they were doing Shavuos on the sixth day. But like Shmaya, who says, Pomim Behei, Pomim Bevav, Pomim Bezayin, and we in Grada, we fear that it's not a always rotation. You have months in the beginning of the year, Cheshvin, Kislev, and Teves, that have three different ways. Sometimes Cheshvin is Tishrei is a Mole, and there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. Sometimes Tishrei is a Chaser. There's 1 day Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin. Sometimes Cheshvin is a Mole. There's 1 day, 2 days Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Sometimes it's a Chaser. There's 1 day, and it's the same thing with Teves. So it's not clear that it's a all the Chadashim. So we don't paskin like Achaver. Happens to be that when it comes to Shavuos, we have that every year, but that's only because of the calendar. But the Gemara and Megillah might be the Acherim who say in Rosh Hashanah Vav Medveis that it's always all the months rotate from a Mole to a Chaser. They hold even then that Shavuos always came out on the sixth day. And maybe that's why you lay in Ashiva Shavuos. And maybe according to the Rivash's reasoning, even though the Torah never tells you to say Zman Matan Torah Seinu, but once we established a pattern of Echad Chaser, the Echad Mole, So the Mela we said, the Mamat and Perestainu also could be, just like we lay in Shiva Shavuot. Oh, but the Shverikait is, what's the Rivash teaching me? That the Torah established Chagat Shavuot not for Matan Torah. But many generations later, in the time of Abaye v'Rava, whenever that was, when they established the calendar, and it happens to coincide with Matan Torah, so we changed the meaning of the Yontif. And the Yontif, instead of being a Yontif of Simcha, of Moyadois, of Regolim, it became a specific regel for Matan Torah. Like Pesach is a specific regel for Zman Cheruseinu, Yitzias Mitzrayim. Shavuos became a regel for the Zman Matan Torah. How does that mean? Why did the Chachamim change the meaning of a Yontif when an opportunity arose? And they turned the Yontif from a Nun Be'Oime Yontif. They said it's a Nun Be'Oime Yontif, but it's also a Vav V'Sivan Yontif, and it's commemorating Matan Torah, and you lay in on the day of Shavuos and in Eretz Yisrael, that's all you lay in. There's no second day in Eretz Yisrael. So all you lay in is B'Chodesh HaShlishi, and you don't breathe a word about the Yontif of Shavuos, and you're Mekayim the Takana of Vayedaber Moshe El B'nei Yisrael, that you have to read the Kriya of a Moyed B'Moyed, you're Mekayim the B'Chodesh HaShlishi, which became part of the Yontif much later in time. Haloi Dovaru. Needs an explanation. Moshe Chachamim made a takana to switch. You know, the Gemara, everybody knows the Gemara in Psachim. I chatzi lachem, chatzi lachem, kule lachem, kule lachem. And then the Gemara says, hakol moedim ba'atzeres, debi'ina lachem, yoim shenitna Torah. So in that Gemara states that the Simchas Yontiv of Shavuos is tied in with Matan Torah. Although originally, in the Deraisa, it wasn't like that. It wasn't tied in with Matan Torah. So the Chazal switched the Teuchen of Shavuos, and it established the Shavuos that we're used to. A Shavuos of Zman Matan Torah saying. It needs an explanation. So let me read you the Kitzer, two little pieces of Ramban al HaTorah. Very bekitzer, the Ramban, this Shabbos we lay in Bamidbar, and the Ramban has a very short Hagdama to Sefer Bamidbar. The very first page. Before he starts Pasuk Aleph, he says that there's a lot of similarities between the Hagbolah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavah to us in Parshas Yisroi by Har Sinai and the mitzvahs of what you have to do in the Mishkan and Oyel Moed. He says you need Hagbolah, you got to be magbil the Mishkan in the Midbar like HaKadosh Baruch Hu ordered us to be magbil, to do Hagbalah in Har Sinai, the Yoisa Kavoit Shom. When Ata Bikleisa Ba'anam Kvoidecha, doing this amazing revelation of Maimir Har Sinai, of Yishom Alecha, Shmer Nafshecha, Meyoit, Pentishkach Et Oleinecha, the revelation of Har Sinai, which is of Chiyuv Tmidi, to remember Maimir Har Sinai, but we say Rosh Hashanah in Shofar. The Koil Shofar Aleihem Aleihem Oifata So that kavod, which was Shoichen Hal Har Sinai, now, when we came to the Mishkan, the kavod was in the Mishkan. There was Azor HaKorev Yumas, like it said by the Har Sinai, Kisokol Yisokel O Yore Yore. It says, V'lo Yavor Liroish Kibala Es HaKodesh V'meisu, in the very last pasuk in Bamidbar, Dr. Ramban, we have the same thing in Sinai, Pen Yehorsu El Hashem Liroish. It says, Ushmartem Es Mishmeres HaKodesh Ves Mishmeres HaMazbeach, Kasher Omar Shom in Yisroi, V'gayim HaKoyanim Anigoshim El Hashem Yitzkadoshu. So you see, he says, many, many of the things that you had in Har Sinai, which today were part of Shloisha Simei Agbala, those mitzvahs are repeated in the Mishkan in Parshas Bamidbar. But he elaborates much more in Parshas Truma. Ramban in Parshas Truma says much more, and he's koilel Beis HaMikdash also. So it's kedai to stay over from the Ramban in Parshas Truma. So I'm going to just not go through the whole Arichas. I'm going to take out a small piece. The Ine, the Soida Mishkenu, it's a paragraph by itself in the Ramban. Sheyieh akovoit asher shochan al Har Sinai. The glory, I don't know a better word, but the glory of Hashem that rested on Har Sinai kivayochol is shoychein olav benistar. In the Mishkan, that glory, that revelation is benistar. Ukemoy shenema vayashken koyd Hashem al Har Sinai. Uchsiv einerenu Hashem Elokeinu es kvoidoi v'es godloi. And in Mishkan, there's a pasuk, ukvoid Hashem molei es amishkan. And in Mishkan it says twice, V'kvoid Hashem Moloi Es HaMishkan. Like by Sinai, it was K'voidoi En Godloi. V'hoyo B'mishkan Tomid Im Yisrael HaKovit Shenir Elohem Bar Sinai. That revelation of Maimed Har Sinai, which existed in Sinai, was always with the Klal Yisrael in Mishkan. U'bevoy Moshe Oyo Elov HaDibur Asher David loy b'Har Sinai. Hashem ponim al ponim dibir Hashem with Moshe. Ukemoy shom b'matan Torah in Hashemayim ishmiach la eskoylo. Dei shagdoylo. Midaber elo me'al hakapoyris mibein shnei akruvim. And then he goes further, a paragraph later. I don't want to go into, he says, the Zov was keneged Eish. Somebody learns the Iyun, the Psukim of Matan Torah, Umeidin, and he understands what I, the Ramban, wrote over there. Ein le'alon pasuk chafalet, Yodin soid amishkan ubeis hamikdash. If you understand the depth of Matan Torah, then you understand the secret of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And you look in Shloima HaMelech, the Chochmasoi, in his Tefillah b'Beis HaMikdash, he said, Hashem Elokei Yisrael. That same thing was said by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yehoshua Elokei Yisrael, in Parshas Mishpatim. Uchvoid Elokei Yisrael Aleihem Elamaylo. And then Yecheskel, we're going to lay in on the first day Shavuos, Yecheskel de Merkava, in Kapitel Yud in Yecheskel, the Ramban brings, וכבוד אלוקי ישראל עליה מלמיילו היא החיו אשר ראיסי תחס אלוקי ישראל בנער כבר ועד הכקרובים הימו. So the Merkava and the Kruvim, it's all because Sinai and Beis HaMikdash, Sinai and Mishkan, is one long Hemshech. Now, you want me to pretend that I understand this exactly? But the Ramban is like, he's a Rishon, and he's telling us the facts. And for layman language, in layman language, what Hashem, Bishas, he gave the Torah in Har Sinai, he saw fit, Kivayachol, to reveal the Torah through a revelation called Maimon Har Sinai. And he gave many mitzvahs, Agabalah and Shmira and Penyehersu, all in conjunction with the Maimed HaGadol called Maimed HaSinai. When we left Midbar and we came to Eretz, when we left Sinai and we went into Midbar and we had a Hoyol Moed and we had a Mishkan, that continued, not the Galui, not with the Yesh HaGdola, but through Kruvim that represented the Yesh HaGdola, that continued. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu was medaber mitoich oyel moyeh. So there was an ongoing continuation of Maimon Har Sinai in the Mishkan, and then the Ramban comes and parshas Truma and says that from Shloimeh HaMelech you see it was throughout the Mikdash. Yecheskel HaNavi, which we lay in the Merkava, he saw in his nevuah the continuation of the Nevuah, Anar Kvar, he saw the continuation of that is Galus. Truth be told, that the Ramban never speaks about Bayer's shame in these days. He talks about Mikdash. As we all know, Bayer's shame, he didn't have Kruvim. Bayer's shame, he did not prove it. Now, there's an halacha in Gemara, and it's gepaskened in Ramban, a concept of ki mitziyon teitze soira. Ki mitziyon teitze soira means that Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana needs either Bezdin HaGadol or a Bezdin Shekavua be'eretz Yisrael that got their power from Bezdin HaGadol. But when we stopped having that Bezdin Kavua in Eretz Yisrael, and the only Bezdin that we had was not in Eretz Yisrael, that's when we couldn't do any more Kiddush HaChodesh and Ibur HaShana, because Ki Mitziyon Teitzei Torah. Certain levels of Torah, and the Gemara uses it for other things also, you look in Luchos Kiddush HaChodesh on the side of the Meforesh, is Mitzai and other places where we use the concept of Kimitziyon Teitzei Torah. Torah at her emanate from Tzion. Tzion was the extension to Mishkan. Mishkan was the extension to Har Sinai. So that revelation of Maimed Har Sinai lived. Now, where does the Sanhedrin Gedolah reside? Ve'elu ha-mishpatim, Rashi says, Loma nismecha. Parshas mishpatim leparshas mizbeach. The end of Yisroi, that we're going to lay in on Shavuos. The last aliyah on Shavuos morning is the end of Yisroi. Oleisala v'maloisal mizbechi, the whole mizbech adama tazali. So in the beginning of Mishpatim, Rashi brings from Chazal, Loma Nismecha, Nismecha Parshas Dinin LeParshas Mizbeach. So Rashi, Loima Lecha Shetosim Sanhedrin Eitzel HaMikdash. Agam Chazal there's a girsa Eitzel HaMizbeach, but Rashi is goyris Eitzel HaMikdash because Rashi held the significance of Lishkas HaGozes being next to the Mizbeach is not so much the Mizbeach nor the Mikdash that the Mizbeach represents. It's right to the concept of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. The Lishkas HaGozes, the Torah Shabal Peh, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Maamrim, comes through Tzion. Im kein, yesh makom loima. That as long as Klal Yisrael, now you can't round this off to the day, but Kol Zman Klal Yisrael were beneficiaries of the Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. When we had an active Beis HaMikdash, when we had Shechina B'Tachtoinim in a Mikdash Rishon with Kruvin, but even afterwards we went to a Mikdash Sheni with missing five things, although we had Shechina B'Tachtoinim, it was a Mishka, a Mikdash, it was a Kiyum of Atzuli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Soichai. And Kol Zman we had that. We had the Kvod Hashem Sheshochan al Sinai Benigla was Kayom in the Beis HaMikdash. And we were Oilel and Megolim Sholosh Pa'amim Bashana. Yireh, Yireh. And there were days in the year that we were in the Mikdash. Yom HaKippurim, Arei Pesachim. That revelation, Shashchina Shoyer V'Yisrael, Ne'er Maravi, Edusi V'chol Boye Yoylam, Shashchina Shoyer V'Yisrael. That was all from where we were getting Torah. The Hashpoat HaTorah was Ki Metzino in Teitzei Torah. And even when we had a Churban, but the Rambam Shita is, that there was Kedushas Mikdash even after the Churban. The Rambam learns even at Ayyim HaZeh, we have Kedushas Mikdash. But they are Shechina. Shechina like the Taylor. So Kol Zman, there was a Koyach HaTorah in Eretz Yisrael based on Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. So Maimed Har Sinai still lived by Klal Yisrael, not as a historical thing, but something that was current. So the din of a moyadin that are for zikaret, the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us moyadin to be maskir, nisim the nefloyes that he did with us, the nisim of nefloyes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we needed a Yom Zikaron for. For the Anani Kovid, we needed a Yom Zikaron for. But for Matan Torah, Kol Zman, we had Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah, we had a live remnant of Maimed Har Sinai with us. And when we had a live remnant of Maimed Har Sinai with us, the Chazal were not Koyveya, a Takonas Chachamim, to remake the Etzem Toichen of Chag HaShavuos. But when we lost that, in the times of Abaye v'Rava, the Rambam writes that. Soif Kufas Amoraim, they were considered late Amoraim, Abaye v'Rava. Where we didn't have any more Torah of Ki Mitzion Teitzei Torah. So that Maimed Har Sinai, which Torah comes with the Yom of Yata Neglesa, the Raki Shama Lechol Shmar Nafshecha Meyoy Pentishkach, so they were Koyveya that the Yom Chag HaShavuot, which now our Peter calendar coincides with Vav Sivan, they were Koyveya that the Yom Chag HaShavuot is the Eraisa, which the Shaita, when the Torah was given to us, Min HaTorah, it was not tied in with Kabbalah HaTorah. But when we lost Kinesia and Tetzei Torah of the Kviyus Bezdin Sheberetz Yisrael, and we don't have any more Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShem, and we only have a calendar that they established then, the last Amorayim. So the Chazal HaKadoshim took the Chag HaShavuos and they made a Takonas Bezdin, a Takonas Chachamim. Chavivim Direi Soifim Yosef Yenim Shal Torah, that Chag HaShavuos became a Yontir of Matan Torah. And that's the Chag HaShavuos that we have and we know. It's Yom Chag HaShavuos as Ezman Matan Torah saying. And that's the Chinuch. It's like the Shulchan Aruch says, like the Rambam says, the Chamishim Boim. But the Chinuch is teaching me the Shita of Rivosh, that there was a transition al Pitakonis Chazal in the Toichnoi Shal Yoim, in the Ikroi Shal Yoim of Chag HaShavuos. The Ershtazach is an appreciation of what we're missing when we don't have the Ravienu with Sia and Yucha Berino and Yerushalayim Beis Mikdash of the Simcha Soya. Many of us were certain that all this suffering that Klal Yisrael had gone through and come on, it's life. The Rebbeinu Shalelo sent us out of the Vatican Sea and Vatican Midrashes and closed the Talmud Teitur and Talmud Teitur can make it in Tashbar and Yeshivas Ketzelos and Yeshivas Ketanis. We thought this is culminating with a Barak Doidi who the Melech HaLitzvi Yoyloifer HaYolim Aloi V'Samim, that this is the way the Rebbeinu Shalom is running away from the Golos and he's going to take us with him with Sia and Bevinol of the Shalayim Beit Mikdash of the Simchas Roimah. And we're supposed to have a munah of a chakalei b'chol yom sheyava. But what are we missing? Do we understand what tziyon means? The harienu l'tziyon yircha v'rina. Torah after there is not a tziyon is a number Torah. It's a Torah that's not able, nobody in the world could have a power of Ibur Shonim and Kiddush Chadashim because Sinish Yene Darge from Torah from Kimitziyah and Pesach Torah. So if Hashem was Tziyah in it, I like to say it, I'm not embarrassed to say it. Where we miss Rahman al Islam. In an appreciation that we're in Golos. We don't behave like we're in Golos. We take liberties as if we're partners in this country. We disregard laws and regulations publicly, defiantly, without any recognition that we're in Golos. Who put us in Golos? Who wanted us in Golos? Umitznei chato'enu golinu me'aseinu. So what's the pshat that we don't have we're in Golos? So it occurred to me a terrible, terrible, insightful thought. We go back there to Israel, back and forth. Our children go to learn, and they come, and they go, and they go, and they come. They come to Sukkot, and they come back to Shul Pesach. And they go 3 times a year. And it's the Eretz Israel in it. And we go for visits to Eretz Israel. We go for Yom Tov in Eretz Israel. Do we ever step foot in Tzion, Rabbeisa? We can't step foot in Tzion. Al-Har Tzion she-shomeng shu'ol imelchu boy. When the most, the closest we could see Har Tzion Sheshomim is from the Har Zeisim. If you see the Chalkas HaRabbanim in the Har Zeisim where my parents are, and I go there never to the Kvarim of my parents, I could see Har Tzion Sheshomim.
But what's Shomein in our Tzion? Ki Metzion Teitzei Torah, every one of us is asking the Rebbeinu Shalom of Kabbalah Satorah, give us a Torah, give us Sein Chalkeinu B'Soy Rasecha. Ha-Tzion Sheshomein. Shu'olim Helchubah. And let's understand what he left us. The mother says, "L'man yibu yemechem v'mei yemechem alo adama." Check the Gemara. Ikasabi beBavel. There are no old people in Babel. Shteduch alo adama. So the Gemara, kiven the mashkimel, but the midrashes and but the knesses, alo adama kvinebe. Our shuls, our bat midrashim, our Eretz Yisrael. Abish just kept us out of shul and Beis Medrash for 2 months, 10 weeks. Do we understand what it means? Do we understand that Miyom Shechorev Beis Amigdosh Ein Loi LaKodesh Baruch Hu BiOlamoy Ela Ela Dalet Amos Shel Alochet Vilvad? That's the Dalet Amos Shel Alocha. There's a place called Dalet Amos Shel Alocha. Dalet Amos is a Rishus. There's a Rishus where Torah resides. It's a place. It's a Shia Makom. Torah not in a Makom is not Torah of Dalet Amos Shel Alocha. Chazbe Hashem, we're getting back. And the adults are able to learn in a shul and daven in a shul with the regulations, with the restrictions. And we have to beg HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Tashbar, please, the Seichel Kenon, the Seichel Seichel, bring them into the Dalet Amos Shel Alocha, bring them in already to the Alo Adomo. So the Be'evish to help it. That this Kiddush that we learned today from the Rivash and from the Sefer HaChinuch, the Chag HaShavuos took over and took a tremendous transformation in the times of the late Amoraim, where it was transformed from a Yomtiv, a Moyed, a Regel, like all the Golem, a Regel of Zman, and used to say, Yoyim Chag HaShavuos as Zman Simchoseinu. And it was transformed because called man we had the real Kimitziyah in Teitzer Torah. The Bezdin Kavua Beretz Yisrael that emanated from Kimitziyah in Teitzer Torah, we had Sinai with us. We had the Kavir HaTshoich in Allah. That we lost and that we daven for on Yontif. Galei Kvoid Malchuscho Aleinu Mehera V'Orifa V'Yinose Aleinu Le'ene Kofa.
On behalf of the ones in Nice Hiddish and the Psaic Nice Hiddish, we'd like to thank the Rosh Hashir very much for giving us his time and a wonderful Shia and Divis Eris on the upcoming Yom Tov Kabbalah Satayah. A good Yom Tov to all. Kol Tov.